We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Dr. Joseph Maroon is a renowned neurosurgeon, Steelers longtime neurosurgeon, an author, a triathlete, the medical director at WWE. And he was a longtime friend of the great Bruno Sammartino, who passed away yesterday at age 82. And we welcome him on to the show right now. How are you, Dr. Maroon?
I'm very well. Thank you, gentlemen. Good to be here.
We appreciate you taking the time. And I know that you were among the doctors who treated Bruno for a long time over the course of his latter life. And, of course, he was dealing with a lot of physical sort of remnants of his wrestling career, but you two also were friends. How long did you know him, Joseph?
Well, we go back at least 15, 16 years or so. Frank Costa and Frank Santucci, the other two medical colleagues, we formed somewhat of a brain trust for Bruno. And, you know, it's this, a huge loss. He was called a living legend for a reason. And quite frankly, when I think of Bruno, I think of a saying that adversity causes some men to break and others to break records. Bruno underwent incredible adversity as a kid. 4 years old, the Germans occupied his town. His mother fled to the mountains. And, you know, he came to this country weighing 90 pounds, not speaking English, and started lifting weights. And from there, he became a living legend for many reasons. His strength, he sold out Madison Square Garden 187 times, 11-year world champion WWE. But most importantly, I think he was extremely humble, respectful, kind, and thankful to this country, to the people, and to everybody who helped him.
Dr. Maroon, do you have a favorite story of him? Just in general, as a friend, just a fun anecdote or something that you'll always remember a particular interaction with him?
You know, we had many talks and many dinners together, and I remember one day him asking me about taking the mirror test. And I said, what's that, Bruno? He said, you know, every day when you get up, you need to look in the mirror and see if you like the guy you're looking at. And what he was really saying is the character traits that he had of doing the right thing, no matter what the world or anybody else said was different. And that was one of the reasons he didn't accept the Hall of Fame recognition, because he just disagreed with some people until he finally was convinced that the WWE really has made major changes, major strides in the wellness program. And taking care of its talent, which is its greatest asset. And once he saw that was occurring, he was very happy to come back and be crowned again a living legend and inducted into the Hall of Fame.
Talking to Dr. Joseph Maroon, longtime Steeler neurosurgeon, longtime friend, and also doctor for Bruno Sammartino. And Joseph, I remember being at a roast of you, actually. It was less than a year ago, and Bruno spoke at that up in Mount Washington, and he just struck me, I believe he was 82, 81 or 82 then, as incredibly sharp and really, really liked you. That was very obvious. But he remained, it would seem at least, mentally clear-minded and very sharp, probably until the day that he passed, yes?
You're exactly right, and I think that's a very astute observation on your part, because this man, the trauma that his head and brain and body endured over his years in professional wrestling and the number of concussions that he had, if anyone were going to develop cognitive abnormalities and difficulty processing information, it would have been Bruno. But I was watching myself, just as you, very intently, his choice of words, his manner, his demeanor, his tone. He was really as sharp as he was at 82 as he was probably 30, 40 years ago. And I asked Bruno about this as well, and he and I are very very together on a healthy lifestyle. At up to 80, he was still curling 30, 50 pounds of weight in each arm, working out 2 hours a day. And his diet was a Mediterranean diet, a little wine in the evening with meals, and very, very strong family relationships in terms of his spirituality, his love for Carol, his sons. And so he had really a very, very balanced life. And you know, it's something that I outlined in my own book on how to attain balance in your life. And he lived it, and he grew up with it. No one told him anything how to do it. He evolved that way because he knew he worked and functioned at the very highest level when he did those things.
Dr. Maroon, I had a question. First, just out of sheer curiosity, how long have you been the medical director at the WWE? Because I grew up a professional wrestling fan, so I'm just curious in general.
I began around 2007. So going back 10, 11 years.
One of the things...
A lot of things have changed in that period.
Oh, no question. And I grew up watching it in probably the late 90s, early 2000s, when it was sort of at like an apex of its popularity. But I think something that's always interesting to me, and Bruno's passing ends up being a chance to sort of dispel a notion. People say, well, the outcome is predetermined, so it is quote-unquote fake. I'm sure you've seen, in terms of just the wear and tear that profession puts on a body, it's incredible what, the athletic ability of the people involved, and two, the actual pain and the physical maladies that they have to overcome to do what they do. Can you speak to that for people that kind of carry the old fake torch around?
Absolutely. I mean, when you see these guys jumping off of the ropes and the ring and cages and the way they slam each other, a lot of it is indeed scripted, and everyone knows that. However, the falls, the hits, the turns, we've operated on quite a few of the WWE wrestlers for spinal injuries over the last several years. And we're extremely aware of concussions and head hits, and we've done many things to eliminate that in the practice, in the training, as well as in the ring. And but these guys are super athletes. They train 2 to 3 years before they get into the main show, and they're really, again, extremely respectful and cooperative, and you know, want to do everything to maintain their own health and fitness.
Joseph, when it comes to Bruno, what was it he mentioned? Even when I talked to him at that event last year, that for years it was a lot of physical just pain that he was dealing with. Was there an injury in particular from his wrestling days that really sort of lingered?
Well, he ended up in the end, in the later years, having significant spinal issues from the throws, the hits, the falls. But he had, I think, 8 or 10 different broken bones, fractured vertebrae in his neck. His nose was fractured more times than he can count, and he truly did have cauliflower ears. My daughters were with him once when they were quite young, and he said they were looking at his ears, and he looked at them quizzically, and he took Adara, and he said, "Feel my ear." And she reached up, and it literally looks like a cauliflower ear because they were so traumatized. But it was his resilience from all of these injuries, even in his 70s, was absolutely phenomenal. And I think it is due to his continued working out into the later years, his diet, and his spirituality, which was extremely strong.
And I know his final days, obviously a lot of that is private, but I'm just curious if there were some words or an interaction from around that time that you carry with you that you could share with us.
Well, I think your heart gets very heavy when you see someone that was so vibrant and so strong and committed to life, when you see the spirit waning, when you see the frailty of the human body. There's a saying, with what difficulty or with what ease we come into this world, but with what difficulty we sometimes leave it. And it's so true, you know, as how sometimes the exiting can be incredibly painful for everyone.
Well, we really appreciate you taking the time today and
you,
sharing your memories of Bruno. Thank you so much.
Thank you for the opportunity, gentlemen. Appreciate it.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.